sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those windmill boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the
Welcome,
land.
Folks.
And he's taught him to be a businessman.
Thanks for tuning us in here. Here at the Trump Phenomenon on June 8th, 2018. The show is live. I see Paul Fromm there with us. Paul, hi. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you. And I'm feeling pretty good today. We had a big election in Ontario yesterday. The populist Conservative Party swept the left-wing, lesbian-led Liberals out of power, which was good. And in my own race, I managed to place fifth. I got 631 votes, and that was 1.4% of the poll. And, of course, I had not been allowed to any all-candidates debates. There was almost no publicity. So that was based basically on name recognition, and I think that meant people who agreed with what they thought were my political views. So I'm pretty happy.
Nice. Well done. The well, here we are. That's a good day, a good result. June 8th, a memorable day as the anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty in 1967. I was 19 years old that day. That was my birthday at 19. It's my birthday today. My how time flies. Well, thanks, Paul. Can you believe that? It was my birthday. I was a 19-year-old, a clueless 19-year-old that day. And in fact, this title, that's the title of the book, What I Saw That Day. Isn't that Phil Turney's book title? What
that's
I Saw
right.
That Day?
About the USS yep. Liberty.
Yeah. And so here I am. This is my 70th birthday. I don't know how many years that would be, 50, how many years is 19 from 70, 51 years later, and my how the world has turned in those 51 years. Some important things coming up. On June 14th, the Inspector General report, Michael Horowitz's report, is scheduled to be released, finally. And this is a almost 500-page report And this will be, Sean Hannity said, this will be a very significant day in American history because there'll be so much, it is anticipated, there will be so much material in that report. Everybody will be frantically reading it, including Sean Hannity, as fast as they can before they get on the air to talk about it. That's coming up, I think that's this next Thursday. And a whole bunch of things coming up. Donald Trump is going to meet with Kim Jong-un in Singapore. That should be very momentous. And am I right? Am I remembering that right? It's June 12th is a date for that.
That's right.
So that's a big deal, a little deal, a small thing, but in line with Paul's experience there in the election in Ontario. That's the election day here in North Dakota in my school board run on June 12th. So we'll see how I do with that. And to tell you folks, I have no idea how I'll do the it's going to be quite a surprise any way it goes. And then let me start the show today with some amazing news out of Belgium. Here's this story. There will be no more European Union unless the continent shuts the border and makes illegal immigration impossible. This is a statement from the Secretary of State for Migration, Theo Franken of Belgium. There will be no more European Union unless they can make illegal immigration impossible.
Wow. And
folks.
Brussels bureaucrat, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, that is strong stuff, folks. And let me tell you, there's a lot of story. You know, it's a good one to start out with tonight. You know, what's going on in Belgium? Belgium is a nation of, was a nation of about 10 million people. It's now a nation of approaching 12 million people. And all those extra people are Muslims who have thronged into Belgium. And one of the stories that we may have a chance to cover tonight that's breaking in Belgium is how the media, the controlled media in Belgium, and the government, the deep state in Belgium, have contrived to hide the explosion in the Muslim population in Belgium from the Belgian people. This is quite a story, and it's a story paralleled in every white nation. This is happening everywhere. It's happening here, my little school board run here in Grand Forks. The deep state people, the left wing, I in the debate that we held, I called them, much to their consternation, I called all the people arrayed around me there in the city council chambers social justice warriors. They didn't like that. No, he didn't like that. I don't know why.
You hurt their feelings.
Yeah, I mean, you know, come on. If you're a social justice warrior, come on. You know, the name fits. So anyway, they have all been hiding from the citizenry what's going on. That's one of my original requests or demands in my campaign was an audit. Well, how many so-called refugees do we have in our schools? Everybody notices them. They're everywhere. They're all around us. They're swarming all over our town. How many of them are here? The only talk of this question, the only answers that the left, the social justice warriors, give, and this applies in my little town and in each nation, they're all doing it the same way. They say, well, it's not that many. Oh, it's just a few. Or other forms of lying, contriving, reporting. Oh, the number is down this year over last year. There was kind of implying any way that you can lie with numbers, use it. And they studiously avoid any reporting of how many. We want to know how many are here. Then they'll lie with another way. They'll describe how many new refugees have been admitted, but they will omit how many chain migration refugees or relatives of these chain miners, you know, they will lie in any conceivable way. Well, the net result is that Belgium now finds itself with a couple million total aliens swarming all over their country. And get this, in a recent poll, 3/4 of the Belgian people said, I do not feel at home in my own country. 3/4 of the Belgian people. I do not, they were asked, does this statement, you know, click yes on the statement that reflects your views? And they clicked, I do not feel at home in my own country. Holy cow.
Thanks That's to the traitors in Brussels and Strasbourg.
Yeah. So now, finally, here is Belgium's own Secretary of State for Migration, Theo Franken. He says, there will be no more European Union unless they can make illegal immigration impossible. Let's continue the story. He stated this at a meeting of the EU28. That's how many members there are in the European Union. The EU28 met to discuss plans for a common asylum policy. He said, reform of the Dublin regulation is dead. Pointing out that staunch opposition from Central Europe and voter swings to the right in nations like Italy and Slovenia have all but killed the prospect of agreement over a system of sharing responsibility for third world migrants throughout the bloc. And then he says this, Theo Franken, first, we have to fix the front door, fix the back door, and then we can find a compromise on who is doing what, he told reporters in Luxembourg, stressing that Europe must put a stop to illegal immigration before the bloc can discuss matters like who is put in which nation. He says, I have been making a plea for us to take the Australian approach, which tells migrants, you will not make Europe your home. The Belgian minister said, advocating that EU nations follow the Antipodean government's policy of pushing back boats carrying third world migrants.
Right, right, right.
And the Australians, folks, this is a cheery story. They apparently now have placards and banners and signs and so on that announce basically no way Jose to the invaders.
You're out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. You're not landing in Australia. We're going to turn your boat. We're going to drag your boat back the way it came. And so this is good. So common sense is breaking out in Australia. Since 2013, Australia's Operation Sovereign Borders, which sees boats either sent back to their place of departure or escorted to Pacific Island processing centers, has brought illegal immigration by sea and the accompanying drowning deaths almost to a complete halt. That's a great story, Paul.
Yeah. And what it comes down to is will. It's not that a nation can't figure it out. Do they have will? Now, the new populist government was a coalition that took power in the past week in Italy may well do the same thing. Italy is bearing the brunt of the invasion across the Adriatic. And I think there are about 750,000 illegals in Italy. They riot. They assault Italians. They outrage them by almost kind of barbecue a dog not long ago.
This hour by Frederick Remington.
The new coalition is determined to cut back on the goodies that they're given in the hopes of
this
the,
hour by Frederick Remington
to go Fully back. And they're also planning new enforcement. One of the crazy things is the Italian Coast Guard, if it becomes aware that there's an invader's boat in trouble, even if it's off the shore of Libya, on the other side of the Mediterranean, they go out and try to rescue them. That ought to stop. What they ought to do is that the minute a ship of illegals penetrates into Italian and maritime territory, the Coast Guard or the military should go out, secure it with a cable and drag it back to Libby.
Exactly. Now, this article continues. Unless Brussels acts to allow countries to shut the border, quote, this is wonderful, folks. This is great news to hear this. This is from a bureaucrat in Brussels. There will be, quote, there will be no more European Union. There will be no more Schengen area in 5 years. Now, what's the Schengen area? That's the area in which European nations are required by the Schengen agreement to consider anyone admitted into one of the Schengen countries to have been admitted into their own.
See, that's the scam that happens. Until that got partly dealt with, they would get to Greece, and then as quickly as they could, they would slither up to farther north, where the welfare was better. Greece is a pretty poor country, so they would try to get up to Germany or Sweden. And Germany claimed it couldn't do anything about it because they were already admitted in Greece.
It's as simple as that, stated the new Flemish Alliance NVA minister. This is Theo Franken. And New Flemish Alliance, that's the name of his party. And he says, we do not want any more illegal immigration. The population does not want any more of it, nor do people in Germany and Austria. Like the Italians, we say, and the Italian word is basta.
Enough.
Enough, yeah. So he told reporters, I'm sure it's going to be Boston. I'm going to look for the original text here in a moment. Reporting on the meeting, so that they are, they're in a deadlock. The European ministers there are in a deadlock. They are now facing a brick wall. And it's the Central European countries, Austria, Hungary, Poland, Slovenia. They are adding their voice to the Italian voice, and it's the system's breaking down. The Central Europeans and the Italians are destroying the facade, the front there for the Schengen Agreement and for the EU. So the whole thing's coming undone. This is wonderful, wonderful news. And, of course, it redounds to our benefit here because the Europeans are trying to answer the same question that we're trying to answer here in America. Build the wall. Close the border. No way, Jose. No, we're all trying to solve the same thing. And the good news is this. As one of our nations, be it Australia or Italy or Slovenia, jumps to the fore and comes up with a good answer, as the Hungarians have, Viktor Orban's government, they have put up a wall. It's just a chain link fence with concertina wire on top of it. But it's working. That's enough to stop a lot of people. And they put military on that border. It's just a fence with concertina wire, the same sort of stuff, thing that you'd put up if you had a warehouse that people were breaking into. And it's working. So you don't have to have a 30-foot wall. It doesn't have to go 20 feet down into the ground. It doesn't have to cost billions of dollars. And it's working in Hungary. But some nation will leap to the fore, and then that nation will, as in the case of the Australians, apparently they're invasion by sea, which they were experiencing big time over the last 10 years, has now dried up to nothing. Nobody's making it to Australia by boat. And of course, if you're not making it by Australia to boat, good luck on driving to Australia.
you're not going to do that, Mike.
All those guys, for some reason, are stuck in a traffic jam at Papua New Guinea. But your only other route is to get on an airline flight into Australia, and that's much more easily controlled. Stay with us. If you want to call in, do that. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a
call
good,
me
time,
a good
fella.
Time fella.
I ain't black.
I'm black.
I ain't a yellow.
I ain't yellow.
White boy looking for
We're back, folks. And let me give you the original French here from Theo Franken. This is important. An important statement. He says, Theo Franken, the Minister for Migration in Belgium, he says, "Je suis Mario Salvini depuis des années." I've been Salvini for years, he says. And he says, "Selon moi, c'est bien s'il cesse d'accepter des bateaux en Sicile et en Italie." As far as I'm concerned, it's great that they stop accepting these boats in Sicily and Italy. Nous devons cesser d'inciter au trafic et de laisser s'enrichir les mafias. We must stop inciting this traffic, inviting it, and letting the mafias enrich themselves, the immigration mafias. And then he says, here's an important sentence. Toutes les élections basculent vers la droite. He's saying all the elections are tilting to the right.
Well, all of them. Really worried.
Yeah, toutes les élections And that applies to us, folks, the Trump election. Bascule, they're switching, they're changing. Vers la droite, to the right. He says, regardez la Slovénie le week-end dernier. Look at Slovenia last week. That's the home country of Melania Trump. And yeah, they just voted an anti-immigrant, strong anti-immigrant government. He says, certaines propositions développées en Europe sont très extrêmes. He says, some of these people want really extreme things. But, he says, mais si l'Europe ne résout pas le problème de migration sur le fond, if we don't resolve the question of migration at its base, and then here's the important statement. This is the original French, and he's speaking French. You know, the Belgians, they speak, half of them speak French. He says, il n'y aura plus d'Union européenne. There will no longer be a European Union. Ni de zone Schengen dans 5 ans, in 5 years. So he even puts a time on it, Paul. The European Union will be gone in 5 years unless they can fix this fundamentally. And he says, c'est aussi simple que cela. It's as simple as that. He says, c'est maintenant qu'il faut le faire ou cela ne réussira pas. Solve it now or forget it. And he says, let me skip down here. Nous ne voulons plus d'immigration illégale. No, we want no more illegal immigration. He says, la population n'en veut plus. People don't want it. Nous disons comme les Italiens, basta così. Enough. Les Allemands, Germans, et les Autrichiens, the Austrians, disent la même chose que nous. The Germans and the Austrians are saying the same thing we're saying. So, folks, that's poetry. This is from... Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
This is huge. Now, could you identify this fellow again for me?
Yeah, his name is Theo Franken. He's a member of the NVA party in Belgium. He's not a right winger. He's not a he's not one of the further to the right parties.
A government official?
Yes, he is. He is actually a government official. He is the Belgian Minister for Immigration.
Oh, okay, good. I thought perhaps he might just be a spokesman for the it used to be the Flams Bloc party, which is a Flemish, nationalistic group. But the fact that he is actually a member of the government is extremely important.
Yeah, and his portfolio is immigration.
They're beginning to get it.
Yes. Yeah. This is huge, folks. This is the sound of victory, Well, anyway, so that I got to translate there. It helps to get the original words of these guys, and Paul, of course, can understand the French, and so it's more powerful in the original French.
Your translation is very good. I was kind of listening along, following along as you put it into English. You're dead on. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Let's turn to some other news items here while we're at it. Here, let's go to the Italians. Let's go to Salvini himself. And here is this headline. Italy's populist new prime minister vows to bring an end to the immigration business. And he welcomes the populist label. But we'll detail that right after this break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
As Trump phenomenon sweeps the world, it's a little bit pretentious to say that. Our European cousins actually acknowledge pretty much the approximate truth of the fact that Donald Trump's anti-immigration stand and his success in the Trump phenomenon, his success in America, has really emboldened our cousins in Europe. Because America is the big dog, we are, you know, with our 200 million European people in this country, approximately 200 million of us, we are by far the biggest European nation, by far. The second largest would be Russia with, less than 100, maybe 100 million European people. Then followed by Germany with what, maybe 60 million. And then after that, France, England, and Italy. So we're
Germany, probably closer to 80, but you're right about 60 in France. America's the big dog, no doubt about
yes.
it.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think I'm low on my German number. But Germany being the big dog in Europe because of their they are substantially larger than either France or Great Britain. But those three, Great Britain, France, and Italy, those are the they're right there in the number two slot for not only population, but also for economic strength in Europe. So the departure of Italy from the politically correct BS with the election of a populist government in Italy. This is huge, as our man says, huge. It's huge. And
it is. Because Italy's the third largest country, maybe Britain, but it's the third or fourth largest in the EU, and it's absolutely vital. All the East European countries are now making it quite clear that they're not going to put up with the invasion, and they're not going to accept quotas. Yeah. They're not going to be in Brussels tell them, well, you know, little Latvia, you've got to take 10,000 invaders from the Africa subcontinent, rightly named Slovakia, you've got to take 15,000. They said, we don't want any. The polls have said none. Well, yeah. Our intake will be zero, none, nada. And I don't know what it is in Polish, but I think Belgian immigration minister had it dead on. If they don't stop the invasion, the EU is going to fall apart.
Yeah, and he didn't say 50 years. He didn't say 20 years. He said 5 years. Five years. The EU 28, the Angela Merkel, junta that controls Europe right now. Those people, they can survive a departure of a nation like Slovenia. They can survive a departure of Hungary because they're not so large and they're economically not so strong. But Italy, no. Italy is big. Italy is strong. And Italy has now flown the coup. So let's go to that story. Let's go to the Italian story right now. And I wish my Italian were as strong as my French, because I'd love to read what Giuseppe Conte said Tuesday this week in his maiden address to Parliament. And I was watching his speech in Italian. And one of the remarkable things about it is, here, you can just hear him just for a second. Maybe I can play a second.
If you only have it in Italian to play it, I can probably get the drift of it.
Yeah, but just so you hear how enthusiastic the crowd is, the Italian parliament is arrayed around him, and it's a large one. They have a big parliament in Italy. And it's a very populist, a small constituency government, which is great. It's wonderful. And I said to one person who was, I said to point out just how beautiful the Italian people are. I was having a debate with somebody on that subject. And I said, okay, how beautiful are the Italian people? I said, let's go to the webpage of the Italian parliament. And let's just look at the hundreds of Italian parliamentarians who represent their districts. And folks, it's a beautiful people. Here is Giuseppe Conte. Here he is. He's the new prime minister. And here is the audience reacting to him. You'll hear. They're interrupting him every sentence.
La vita.
I cued into a... the European end of YouTube's got some bad ad features to it. Wonder if I can kill it. I just have to wait for it to die out here. And this is bad, as they commercialize the web more and more. Here he is.
Il potenziamento della legittima difesa. Cambia che metteremo fine al business dell'immigrazione. Metteremo fine al business dell'immigrazione che è cresciuto a dismisura sotto il mantello della finta solidarietà.
I'll interrupt him there. But you hear he's either getting half of or one sentence in before he's interrupted by applause throughout the hall. And now here is the story in English for this speech that you just heard there. Out outlining a revolutionary, his word, populist, his word, agenda for Italy, the nation's new prime minister has promised an end to mass immigration from third world nations. Folks, listen to what you just heard. Not an end to mass illegal immigration, an end to mass immigration.
Very good.
That's what Paul has been dreaming of, that every day since he was a little boy. That's the end to mass immigration from, and then this is a very good term for it, third world nations. I love that term. You know, it lifts off our shoulders, Paul, the burden of having to say non-white immigration.
Yeah.
It's a nice, polite way of saying, you know, we really want Europeans in our European countries. Third world, it's a word that the left came up with. They invented the term third world, so we'll just use their term. And anyway, it works great. Everybody knows what you mean. He said, Giuseppe Conte said this, the people spoke and demanded change, Giuseppe Conte said Tuesday in his maiden address to Parliament, where he promised to serve the public as their, quote, lawyer for the interests of the Italian people, unquote. A lawyer himself with no background in politics, Conte, the new Italian premier, confirmed that populist would be an appropriate descriptor for Italy's new government, a coalition of the National Conservative League, the Lega Party, which formerly was called the Lega Nord of Salvini, with the anti-establishment five-star movement, noting that the two parties have been, quote, accused of being populist and anti-system, he told the Senate that if populism is the ruling class listening to people's needs and anti-system refers to their aim to build a new system removing corruption, then Lega and M5S, that is, five-star movement, deserve both of these qualifications. Then he said, now it gets more fun, folks. On Tuesday this week, Il Giornale, the Italian newspaper, the journal, reported the beginning of a, here's their word, Salvini-Orban axis, following a telephone call between Lega Interior Minister Matteo Salvini. He's the head of the Lega Party, but he's now the Interior Minister in the combined government, and Hungarian Premier Viktor Orban, in which the pair pledged to change. This is great. Paul, this is a great day. Change Europe together. According to local media, the new interior minister signaled that Rome is planning to ally with the Visegrad nations, that's the Central European nations, in their war against plans for an EU asylum system, which would see Brussels put in charge of third world migration to the continent. And Brussels signaling they're not Belgium, but the EU bureaucracy in Brussels.
Elect Belgian government.
Yeah. Let's see, I'll skip through some of his other parts of his platform. He says, let's go down through his platform. Speaking on plans to crack down on the massive third world migration Italy has seen in recent years, which has been seen by many as being aided by globalist billionaire George Soros, Conte vowed, this is Giuseppe Conte, so this is a name we want to add to our vocabulary, Giuseppe Conte, C-O-N-T-E, vowed to halt, quote, exploitation linked to human trafficking and to wipe out all infiltration by organized crime groups. Unquote. And then he says, here's another notable bit of rhetoric. He says,
today, the 8th of June, 2018,
We have the phantom audio wafting through our program.
The audio strikes again.
Yeah, we do that, folks, just to let you know that for sure this is live radio.
Wakey, wakey.
Yeah. He says, Giuseppe Conte here, we will end the immigration business, which has grown out of all proportion under the cloak of fake solidarity.
Yeah.
He told the Senate, and I can add to rousing cheers. So the wow, there's a very important government, the government of Italy, coming over to the side of truth and light. And this, it really, and that's why that, you'll notice the response of that migration minister, that's his title, his portfolio in Brussels. He said, we got 5 years, we got to fix this at its foundation. The Germans, the Austrians, the Italians, the Central Europeans, they've said no. Basta così, basically go to hell. And the system is broken down. So they've got to fix it within 5 years. So there won't be and he says there won't be any European Union. So my gosh, this is a victory of the forces that Donald Trump represents. This populist outburst. We want our nation back. We want America first. The Italians want Italia first.
Yeah.
And
the commentary up here about yesterday's provincial election, which yep. saw the victory of a populist man by the name of Doug Ford, media commentators are already noting that this is possible largely because of Donald Trump, that Donald Trump has legitimized a populism and put it on the map. And it's hard to disagree with that.
Yes, exactly, folks. He's emboldened everybody. You know, the approach taken to all of us patriots by the establishment over these many decades has been resistance is futile. We've been, taught resistance is futile. And by the way, one of our reactions to that has been, we came up with a bunch of, some of our reactions were rather desperate, not workable and not viable, but understandable that people would come up with desperate solutions. But Donald Trump has shown, no, politics is not hopeless. It is not futile. Resistance is not futile. And this has encouraged everybody, all the patriots, hey, maybe we aren't down the drain yet, and maybe we don't have to go to that last ditch plan of, fighting from behind the trees from the tops of the mountains, go down in a blaze. Maybe we don't have to go that route. Maybe we can actually take our countries back in a mass, wonderful way by actually winning elections. So there you go. This is what Donald Trump has accomplished. Here's another, I'll just put a little piece of good news on here. Let me see if I have his tweet. Here's, let me just check. I'm going to click F5, which is renews a page on my, I've always got Donald Trump's Twitter account live on one of my computers. And let me just see here what the latest tweet that I come up with is. Here's a tweet 23 minutes ago. This is new to me, folks. This is 23 minutes ago. Donald Trump tweets something that's news I wasn't even aware of. My thoughts and prayers are with the families of our servicemen, this is 23 minutes ago, killed, and his fellow servicemen who were wounded in Somalia. They are truly all heroes. So apparently some U.S. troops were just lost, injured or killed in Somalia. So that's the story I was even aware of. Here's one for you, Paul. This is today. Donald Trump tweeted, I am heading for Canada and the G7 for talks that will mostly center on the long time unfair trade practiced against the United States. From there, Canada, I go to Singapore and talks with North Korea on denuclearization. I won't be talking about the Russian witch hunt hoax for a while. Nice. Let's see here. He has a few things to say about trade with Canada. And then here's an earlier tweet today about North Korea. It's kind of detailed about the Canadian tariffs and so on, a little bit too technical. He says on North Korea, And this is, of course, this is a momentous story, folks. And of course, our bond with Canada is perpetual. No two nations on earth. It's an interesting question. Are there two nations on earth more in a closer embrace than Canada and America? I don't think so. I really don't. Let me try to think of two nations side by side that get along. Do the Norwegians get along as well with the Swedes as we do with the Canadians? Actually not. That would be my first example, would be the Norwegians and the Swedes, who were only recently part of one nation. We've got a little break coming up here, and one more segment. We'll be right back.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say, I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being.
We're back, folks, with our final segment here. Dr. Kelly's calling in, so I'll take your call, Dr. Kelly, from Northern California. What's on your mind?
Oh, right on. I challenge you to a duel to the listeners. I have put the Art of the Deal in the hopper at my Placer County Library, and Art of the Insult is on the wish list. Let's see. Oh, France is a rad destination for surf.
Yes, yes, it is. There's some incredible surf in France. You can take the cold there from the Bay of Biscay. But the yes, The Art of the Deal, Donald Trump, really, that's an important book. It's another important book. It ranks right up there with another important book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, by Dale Carnegie. And it's just Donald Trump represents common sense, just common sense. He's a man of the people. He's not an ideologue. A lot of his solutions, he confounds a lot of your libertarian, Republican sort of establishment by having populist ideas that are actually not, in fact, libertarian. So he thinks, he will come out with something that might, I'll think of examples here, but he'll come out with things that are a little bit liberal, actually, but they're popular. So he's simply a man of the people, and that's the wave of the future. That's the way politics is going. Donald Trump actually, somebody said it this week, actually, that Donald Trump has taken over the Republican Party. It is now the Trump Party. And this is a wonderful moment because Donald Trump actually, this last election in 2016, a third party candidate actually won the election. Donald Trump was a third party. And he ran from within the Republican Party. Think about it, folks. It's very clear the truth of what I just said. Donald Trump was opposed by all of the Republican candidates. He had to win two victories. He had to defeat first, maybe the hardest defeat. He had to defeat the Republican Party itself and win over with a populist vote, primary by primary, bing, bang, bada bing, bada boom. Donald Trump won primary after primary, knocking out, they put 16 guys into the ring with him. Jeb Bush, bang, he's down. Mario Rubio, bang, he's down. Even Ted Cruz, Donald Trump took him out one by one. Lindsey Graham takes him out. And then his second fight was to beat the Democratic Party. He took them out. Now he's in his third fight. This is unfair. This is cruel and unusual punishment. You shouldn't be sent back into the ring after you knocked out your opponent and I have to do it again. Now he's in the ring against what? The deep state, the mass media. And this is his hardest fight of all. But he's winning again. Well, we'll be back with you. Thank you for mentioning The Art of the Deal, Dr. Kelly. And we'll be back with you all on Sunday in our two-hour program, 4 to 6 p.m., right here at RBN. See you Sunday.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.